Legacy Audiobooks presents The Call to Shacabaz by Amy Waxpress. Read by Andrew L. Barnes, Anna Dela Barnes. Music by Timothy D. Barnes.
Chapter 1. The Amulets. In the blue-gray pre-dawn light, Dashmisi awoke in terror, her heart beating wildly in her ears and a muffled shout in her throat. The tall, sinister man in the long robe had pursued her in her dreams ever since Mama died. She never saw his face. Sometimes his claw-like hands reached for her. The most frightening thing about him, that penetrating voice lingered in Dashmisi's thoughts. He always said the same thing.
Your mother can protect you here.
She can't protect me anywhere, Dashmisi thought sadly.
Her mother, Deborah Goodacre, had died of a heart attack one stormy night 2 months earlier. Dashmisi looked out the window at the familiar pattern sketched by the branches of a giant chicoban tree in the moments before a glorious June morning burst forth to reveal its secrets. She was safe and sound in her heavy carved wooden bed, in her own room and on Alice's large welcoming farmhouse on Manzanita Ranch. Until they moved to Manzanita Ranch, Dashmisi and her brothers Denzel and Sonjay and her sister Maya had shared one room in a small apartment in the city. Dashmisi sometimes felt like a princess when she woke up in that tall bed, snuggled up all cozy under a fluffy comforter and a handmade quilt. Suddenly she remembered it was midsummer, the longest day of the year, which was a special event in her family. That cheered her and made her want to go back to sleep for a while, so she wouldn't be tired later on. Then she heard a murmuring voice on the other side of the wall in Aunt Alice's study. Her aunt usually got up early to tend to her animals up at the barn, but not this early. Dashmisi stealthily stepped out of bed and padded across the floor to her door, which she opened as quietly as possible. She could hear Aunt Alice's voice in the next room quite distinctly, although her aunt spoke softly into the phone.
Bobby, we have no choice. With Debbie gone, the whole land is in danger, and you know perfectly well that we can't go back ourselves. I don't see any other way. We have to send the children,
Aunt Alice said. Uncle Bobby and Uncle Martin, Aunt Alice's younger brothers, would be driving from the city to Manzanita Ranch to celebrate Midsummer's Eve late that day. Uncle Bobby played the saxophone in a band, and Uncle Martin designed airplanes. Aunt Alice said nothing for a moment, apparently listening to Bobby.
May I remind you that Debbie was even younger than Sonjay the first time we went? Oh, if only we could explain some of it to them, then it wouldn't be so hard.
Aunt Alice exclaimed with a frustrated tone to her voice. Dashmisi waited while Bobby said something again, and then Aunt Alice answered.
I know. The amulets won't work properly if they come to them at the first with prior knowledge. Oh, I wish it weren't so complicated.
She listened to Bobby at the other end of the line, and then she said,
You're right, of course. They will be in danger, but at least they will have the amulets. Okay. See you later. Love to Lena and the kids.
Aunt Alice hung up. Dashmisi quickly closed her door and crawled back into bed. Aunt Alice's conversation disturbed her even more than the tall man who pursued her in her dreams, because Aunt Alice was for real. At 14, Dashmisi was the oldest of the Goodacre children, and she felt responsible for looking after the others. Mama's death had left them orphaned. Their father had disappeared when Sonjay was a baby, and even though Mama always said that Daddy would return to them as soon as he could, they figured they'd never see him again. Since their father was nowhere in sight when Mama died, Dashmisi and Denzel, who was 13, Maya, who was 11, and Sonjay, who was 10, moved to Mezzanita Ranch to live with their Aunt Alice on 600 acres of forest. Aunt Alice had never married, and she had no children. The Goodacres could not get used to living in the country. They viewed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?